Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world.
South Africa closed day three of the one-off test against Zimbabwe 113 runs ahead after being bowled out for 397 as John Onyembu picked up a five-wicket haul on debut for the home side. Off-spin Onyembu returned figures of 5 for 157, as Faf du Plessis, who made 98, and Quinton de Kock, who scored 81, fell short of centuries. JP Duminy also made 55, however, as South Africa earned a first innings lead of 141 on a pitch that is deteriorating as the game progresses. They pressed home their advantage when Morne Morkel removed Hamilton Masakatsa as Zimbabwe limped to stumps on 28 for 1 in their second innings. Pakistan off-spinner Syed Ajmal has been reported for bowling with a suspected illegal action following his side's first test defeat to Sri Lanka in Gaul. The match official's report handed to Pakistan's team management cited concerns over a number of deliveries that were considered to be suspect, concluding that the bowler's action needs to be tested. He will now be required to undergo independent analysis of his bowling action within 21 days, but he is allowed to continue bowling during that time. Sri Lanka have called up uncapped fast bowler Binura Fernando and recalled opening batsman Dimuth Karunaratne ahead of the second and final test against Pakistan in Colombo. Fernando replaces Nuan Pradeep, who's been ruled out of the match at the Sinhalese Sports Club due to injury, while Karunaratne comes in as fast bowler Saranga Lakmal is also unavailable. Left-arm quick Fernando has played three test matches and 16 ODIs for Sri Lanka under-19s, but is yet to make his first-class debut. A dramatic final day of Caribbean Premier League 2014 group stage action ended with the Barbados Tridents leapfrogging their rivals to reach the final. A crushing 88-run win over the Jamaica Tallowers saw Barbados jump to first in the table, condemning Jamaica to a playoff against the Trinidad and Tobago Red Steel. As a result of their earlier 8-wicket win over the St Lucia Zooks, the Guyana Amazon Warriors earned a place in the semi-final, where they'll take on the playoff winners for the right to meet Barbados in the final